In reality television, the people are represented by two separate but equally obsessed attorneys. This is their podcast.
Hi, I'm Ceci.
And I'm Angela.
And this is the Bravo Docket.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Bravo Docket. If you're an avid reality TV viewer like I am, I know you guys all are because you listen to this podcast, and an avid consumer of celebrity news, you likely have seen that surrogacy has been a trending topic over the weekend. And that got me thinking, what are the laws in California around surrogacy? How do parents protect their rights in surrogacy situations? How do they even define their parentage? So I am here to provide you with a quick little snippet on what surrogacy laws are in California. Before I get into that, I want to note that I will be covering this legal brief solo. We're going to try and put out more content, like I mentioned in last week's episode, by doing legal briefs. And I think we've decided that we will do the legal briefs separately, just to help out with our scheduling, and if one of us has an interest that the other one might not have, or, you know, if we want to talk about something passionately, then we can talk about it. And we will still be doing our deep dives together. We might even do some legal briefs together. It's fluid. We're trying out something new just to get out more content to everyone. So like I said, this surrogacy episode will feature just me. I think Angela will work on something for next week, and we'll have a deep dive out, hopefully around Christmas. So be on the lookout for that. So for those who don't know, surrogacy is the process by which a woman agrees to carry and deliver a child for another person or another couple. Sometimes the couple or the parent might know the surrogate mother. Other times they're found through an agency. And there are two types of surrogacies. So there's gestational and traditional. In gestational surrogacy, the surrogate carries an egg and sperm that does not involve the surrogate's own egg. So both the egg and the sperm are from another source. In a traditional surrogacy, the woman who is carrying the child donates her egg and a male's sperm is used. In researching this, I read sources that say the traditional one where the surrogate is providing the egg might be a little bit more emotional and might need a bit more legal protection, but I'm not sure. I feel like both are likely emotional processes. California, believe it or not, is one of the friendliest states towards surrogacy, and it's one of the easiest places to become a surrogate or a parent through surrogacy. So in January 1st, 2013, a gestational surrogacy statute took effect, and it permitted and legalized surrogacy in California. In California, there is no restriction on how much a surrogate can be paid. Naturally, it's one of the states whose agencies offer the highest surrogate compensation to the women who choose to take these roles. The surrogacy arrangement is largely based in contract. Contracts govern everything about surrogacy, as does California Family Code Section 7960. So this is what codified surrogacy. And if you go through the statute, it provides definitions for what constitutes a parent, what sorts of things need to be in a surrogacy contract. So that's the contract that governs the surrogacy and is just a really detailed resource and law for surrogacy in California. Surrogacy contracts weren't always a normal thing, though. So in Johnson v. Calvert in 1993, the Supreme Court of California held that a surrogacy contract is not barred by public policy. So they said, yes, you can have a contract that governs this process. And that was in 1993. Because it is so based in contract and really is a legal relationship, it is so important to consult an attorney before entering into a surrogacy relationship. I've seen on Reddit before, probably not in the state of California, but I've seen in Reddit where someone, gosh, I wish I could remember what subreddit was, but it was someone was like, oh, my sister will just carry the baby and it'll be fine. And then the sister decided to keep it. You don't want to get in that situation. I mean, California law likely won't let you get into that situation, but you just want to consult a lawyer because there are a lot of intricacies involved. California, the statute that I read earlier, actually states what needs to be included in those surrogacy contracts. And I keep saying surrogacy wrong. I know it. It's just one of those words where the more I say it, the less I get it correct. It's starting to not look like a word anymore. So what an attorney will do in the process is draft and negotiate the contract for you and your surrogate. The attorney will also bring a court action to confirm that you are the child's parents and that the surrogate is not a parent. And we'll talk about that second thing more later. You can also get an attorney to help you if they know about reproduction law. They can help you make sure you and your surrogate are a good match, figure out insurance issues, and really just be there to troubleshoot issues as they arise, because they likely will arise. So important to have an attorney in this process. The only thing to note is that the surrogate and the parents cannot use the same attorney. There is a huge, obvious conflict of interest by having the parents and the surrogate have the same attorney. They have different interests involved. So the California law, like I mentioned before, mandates what needs to be in the surrogacy contract. So I want to go through those, and I want to note that the explanation for these I pulled from a website called www.waldlaw.net, and I believe it's an attorney that specializes in this area. So because I don't, I thought it would be helpful to have an explanation from an attorney that does. So things that should be included in the surrogacy contract include the source of the gametes, and those are the eggs and the sperm, if you remember from high school biology. So if an egg and a sperm donor is used, that has to be indicated in the contract with the surrogate. If it's a gay male couple that are going to be the parents, it has to specify whose sperm is being used, or are both intended fathers' sperm being used. You have to specify whose egg are we using and whose sperm are we using. The next thing is compensation. What is the surrogate being compensated for, and how much is she being compensated? Typically, it's a base fee for the services, and then there can be additional compensation for invasive procedures. If the surrogate has to carry multiples, travel expenses, lost wages, maternity clothing, legal fees, breast milk, things like that. I think this is a fun one, and this is what behaviors are expected of intended parents and surrogate. So it should set out behavioral expectations for intended parents and the surrogate. Things like complying with medical directives, complying with dietary and travel restrictions during pregnancy. So like, if you want your surrogate to eat only vegan or eat only Taco Bell or Krispy Kreme, like my mom did with me and my brother respectively, and we came out great. So maybe you should have your surrogate feed the baby Taco Bell and Krispy Kreme only. Things like communication. Do you want to be in contact with the surrogate 24/7? Do you want to restrict contact? Who goes to the doctor's appointments? Who's going to be in the delivery room? Things like that. It should also address issues about vaccinations. Like, what vaccines do you want your surrogate to have? Are there vaccines you want them to avoid during the pregnancy? Just everything for the safety of the child and your preferences for the baby. I apologize if this next one is triggering, and I will keep it brief, but what about termination of the pregnancy? Are there circumstances in which the surrogate should terminate a pregnancy? It's important to be matched, of course, with a surrogate that would be okay with that and have it clearly outlined under what circumstances that becomes considered. Another interesting one is, how is the surrogate's health care being paid for? So there's a new law that went into effect on January 1st, 2015 in California, and it says that in order for the contract to be valid, it has to spell out how the health care is going to be paid for the surrogate. So what insurance policy is going to cover it? Who is going to pay the premiums? And how will the baby's initial health care costs be covered? Another thing that should be in the agreement is, what is the plan to ensure that the intended parents are recognized as the legal parents and that the surrogate is not held legally responsible for the child? So it always must state that the intended parents will be the legal parents and that the surrogate and her spouse, if she has one, will not be the legal parents. And it should specifically set out the plan for assuring that the parentage is established in a timely manner pursuant to the laws of the relevant state. And I'll talk about what California's is. But who can be designated the parent? California takes the position that causing a child to be conceived through assisted reproduction is a form of procreation, and that people who cause conception with the intention of parenting should be recognized as legal parents. So, if you enter into a gestational surrogacy arrangement that complies with California law, so covers most all of the things that I talked about, and there's more under the statute, and complies with the procedure, which I'll talk about, you are the legal parent regardless of whether the child is conceived from your eggs or your sperm. And this concept was set by the case In Re Marriage of Buzanka in 1998, and it held that even though the intended parents had no genetic link to the child born to a surrogate, the court found that because they intended to procreate a child under the Uniform Parentage Act, they were the lawful parents of the born. And in California, you can file for parentage while the surrogate is still pregnant. So it is something that is filed with the court, usually does not require a hearing, but you do need to file it with the court, so need an attorney to do this, to establish legal parentage. So, biggest question I had when researching this, and probably the biggest question asked about surrogacy, is what happens if the surrogate changes her mind? So California, they consistently uphold legally enforceable surrogacy contracts. So those are the ones that comply with the California statute and have everything in it that the statute requires, like I discussed. Because California lets you establish parentage before the birth of the child, so while the surrogate is still pregnant, there's no waiting period for the birth mother to change her mind. So you're already the legal parent before the surrogate gives birth. Once legal parentage is established, the intended parents retain all legal rights to the child. In order to keep the child, the surrogate would need to convince the intended parents to voluntarily relinquish their rights to the child. The surrogate has no legal remedy, no legal right to keep the child. And again, I am only discussing the surrogacy laws of California. If you are considering a surrogate, please be sure to contact an attorney in your state and know that the law might be different in your state. There are some countries where the woman who births the child is automatically the child's parent. Some even allow for the surrogate to still challenge parentage and become the parent. So such a legal process and really requires an attorney to help out on. I know this is a pretty big departure from things that we typically talk about, but like I said, has been trending on reality television this week. And I mean, it was trending back in the early seasons of Beverly Hills. Remember that? Anyway, please reach out if you have any questions. Follow us on Instagram, where we post extra content. Please join our Patreon if you'd like more access to us. We have monthly Supreme Court Zooms, and we are on that chat discussing daily pop culture news. So please join us. There's a link to join in the episode description. And yeah, thank you for being a member of our legal team.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Bravo Docket is part of the Acast Creator Network.